So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let you speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic, get ready to sway.
Not yet.
Whatever.
What is...
Whatever, hey everybody.
Nothing.
Oh, we're doing the actual start.
Oh, yeah, someone should share that. I forgot to.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast.
I love this thing.
This is episode 94 of the podcast.
Whoa. Give me some more.
Give me some more. And without any further ado, let's roll right into this. Let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, it's Brian.
Hey, it's Cloud.
Hey, it's Chris jumping the gun.
Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, it's Lauren.
It's
hey, it's
me,
Kit. Hey, it's
Keith. Hey, it's Keith.
Mark.
LP, laid on the gun.
And today we have a very, very special edition of the podcast.
Yeah?
Because, well, as you know, the holidays are starting to come up, and, you know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and... Ah, shit!
Oh,
what?
Oh, damn it! Ah, shit, 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 shit. Oh, well, all this talk about the holidays, I forgot to bring the mail back. Oh.
Well, did I mean, we have everybody here today. Did nobody... Oh, wait, I have it.
Oh, great.
Hold on a second.
Thanks, Mark.
He's thank God.
In his back pocket, pulling out the mail bag. Opening a letter.
This one comes to us from one, Pilgrim Turkey.
It's an odd name.
And Mr. Turkey writes...
Very odd.
Guys, meaning Octavarius, so also including women. So when I say guys, I don't mean that in the gender way.
Is
I'm trying to be PC. That's what he wrote. He wrote that.
He wrote that?
Yeah. Sorry. That it was, in the end was... Where was I? Oh, I'm not... I'm trying to be PC here. I have a lot I need to be thankful for. And I'm also super hungry. Oh. Is there, like, a good holiday for me that you guys could recommend? Also, cornucopias. What is up with that?
And so, is he hungry now, or was he just hungry at the time of writing the letter?
I mean, I assume of writing the letter.
Okay.
How old is that letter?
Last Easter, I think.
Oh, wow.
Play, Mark.
So I guess we're talking Easter.
Podcast.
Cool. We do have a Thanksgiving show coming up. If you're listening live, it would be this coming Sunday at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Our Thanksgiving spectacular. Bring a hand turkey and get in for $7.
It's our second annual Thanksgiving show.
Yeah, there are some prizes that are going to happen, records?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Last year we had tons of people participate in the hand turkey competition.
That sounded awfully loud. I apologize to the listeners.
Yeah, sorry, we might want to move this mic slightly away from me.
No, I'm fucking up my mic that I dropped. You're totally
fine. Yeah, you're
fine.
Doing a great job, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking up.
Well, Taro is in the chat room, I'm sure or she is pissed.
Yeah, no. Last year we had lots of people bring us hand turkeys. We will decorate the stage with them, so everyone will get to see your art. People got super creative, and this year we're giving out tons of Thanksgiving prizes. So it's going to be a great show.
We might even be visited by last year's hosts, the Thanksgiving Cool Bananas.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not. But maybe.
And if you guys were not at the Star Wars musical show last night, you missed a hell of a fun time.
My boner's still wet.
It was a blast. It was a real, real good time.
Yeah.
Fun.
It was a Star War. Oh, it was quite
there
the
was
war.
There was so many Jedi in the audience.
Yeah.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah,
some rad lightsabers.
In all seriousness, it was such a cool show. It was such a cool experience to be a part of. So I thank every one of our listeners who was there to be a part
Taro.
Of it. And surprise to those of you who I have not told yet, within the next week or two, I want to get a cast recording. So those of you who are on songs, I want to get you in front of a microphone at some point so you can sing your part, and I can give the cast recording to the world.
Awesome idea.
I saw that on your status.
Fine.
So no surprise for
Lauren. No surprise.
I saw it too.
I'm very excited.
No surprise for Lauren.
I heard you last night when you said talked about real drunk like.
Ah, yes. Ah, yeah. No yes. That happened.
Yep.
Best ideas are drunk ideas, usually.
Sometimes.
That's a Thomas Edison quote.
Do you guys get drunk? Is Thanksgiving a day where you can get drunk?
Not my thing.
No. It's awkward when I do.
You know, it didn't used to be for me until I feel like my parents, since my youngest brother Dave finally left for college, I feel like they've been able to let themselves go a little bit more, and they've been much more avid wine drinkers. They've been to Italy a couple of times in the past couple of years. So they consider themselves big wine fans, wine connoisseurs. So at holidays especially, that's their opportunity to drink wine like crazy. So as of the past couple of years, it's increasingly been a drinking holiday.
Did you guys ever have I had a real weird rule growing up, like at least in college. Like my parents knew I drank in college underage.
Yeah.
But at Thanksgiving and like New Year's Eve before I went out with my friends, I still couldn't drink in the house.
God, that's gotta be
it's
exhausting.
Weird,
because
I'm like, you know I'm drinking underage in college. It was so weird.
I have a wedding story about that.
Yeah.
You guys all had these rules that were...
Yeah, my parents did not want me drinking.
They're unspoken rules.
Yeah.
In my family, the booze was always around. We were not encouraged as children to drink.
I feel like
we weren't terribly discouraged either.
Well, I didn't drink until like the week before I went to college at all.
Yeah.
But then when I would go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff, like when there would be beers in the fridge, it'd be like, "All right, you can have one, just one."
Yeah.
I never really snuck my parents' booze in high school, but after college, like they were pretty much, you know, it was pretty open and a-okay. I just feel like enforcing those rules is so exhausting.
My parents just didn't have booze in the house. Like, they just weren't drinkers themselves in high school. I never really... I also didn't hang out with people who did drink, so I just... Yeah. It was not even the slightest concern of mine in high school. I just had too much nerd stuff going on.
See, I think it's just hard to drink on Thanksgiving because, you know, like, if any families are like mine...
Mm-hmm.
You eat your Thanksgiving dinner at like 3 or 4, and if you have wine with it, and if you eat as much as Americans are supposed to eat on Thanksgiving,
amen,
you're usually exhausted by like 5 or 6 p.m.
on the couch.
Like it's really hard to drink heavily. I mean, I do it, of course.
I mean, it's hard drinking heavily, enforcing no drinks.
See, I feel like that's where wine does a great job because you can fit a lot more wine in yourself and get that down way easier.
It goes well with turkey.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, I'm just not a wine person. Still.
Yeah, me neither.
No. I just don't get it. So, like sometimes I'll have like a wine.
You don't. You just don't get.
No,
wine
I don't get like. I'll have like a white wine. I think because for a while I was like, oh, maybe red. Maybe it's just red wine that I don't like. And so I'll have white wine, but even then I'm like, ugh, this is so I don't like this aftertaste. Then I'm like, oh, maybe it's just the kind of wine that's wrong.
Yeah.
And
so you buy a $300 bottle of wine,
and that's still
sucks.
Well, see, you don't want to in general just chug a bottle of red wine.
No, you really don't.
Well, at the same time, I'm not like Caselvia. I'm not a big wine person, but when I do. Like,
I'll drink it if it's wine. Presented.
Yeah, like there's wine there. I'm not drinking it because, oh, I'm going to, you know, sniff it and then taste it and whoosh it around my mouth and spit it out. No, I'm drinking it so I get wasted.
Because we're all out of rubbing alcohol and let's drink.
Wine seems like it's the drink when you don't want to have a hard drink and you don't want water.
Yeah.
It'll just keep you going.
Yeah.
It seems like a meal.
Keeps me going through work.
Yeah, like I'm happy to have a bottle of wine with a meal.
But generally, yeah, that's when I usually drink wine.
With imagine Biwa with a big jug of Carlo Rossi and a hot pocket.
That's a bottle of wine with a meal.
Mine is just like a simple sandwich cut, like in triangles, with just a whole bottle of wine in his hand.
That's popcorn.
Just drinking it from the bottle. Just
popcorn and vino.
Popcorn and vino for me.
Brian just had like a bottle of wine with a meal.
I did. Like on Saturday. I had filet mignon and a bottle of Malbec. It was Argentinian filet mignon. It was delicious.
Oh, okay.
I could never do that.
Easy.
I hear those cows have much better filet mignons.
They
sounds like a dirty word.
The reason is Malbec's an Argentinian wine, so you know I thought it'd be good with beef.
Same region.
Argentinian beef.
Is that a red wine? I don't.
It is a red. And it's a very juicy red. It plays like a white, but it's red.
Yeah, you always want red wine with the beef.
Have you guys ever had the a Thanksgiving where your parents or whoever's cooking Thanksgiving decides like this Thanksgiving is going to be the different one where we don't have turkey?
That's going to be this Thanksgiving for me.
Really?
Because my parents went to Italy just a month or two ago, and they went to this like apparently real famous Italian butcher / restaurant where they had some sort of pork dish that they loved so much. That's what we're having for Thanksgiving.
Wow. There would be a clamor.
Really, yeah, we had a very delicious brisket one year, and it was delicious, but it wasn't the same.
You just gotta have some turkey.
You gotta have the turkey. Dad's gotta carve the turkey. Turkey
feeds a lot of people.
Keith does it all.
I've done the different for our different Thanksgiving LP. We do we prepare the turkey in a different way. Mm. Okay. So sometimes for one special one, someone will deep fry it.
So jealous.
I think we talked about that last Thanksgiving podcast.
I'm imagining, by the way, I'm imagining that every time it's referred to as different Thanksgiving, the D in different is capitalized.
And then
there's an apostrophe in the middle when I'm different.
Like different strokes?
Different.
Turducken? Did you guys ever have the...
I've had turducken.
I've never had
it. But at like a buffet, so like a chef prepared it because... It's a tricky little beast.
It's very difficult to
putting a bird in a bird in a bird is tough stuff. It wasn't that. Honestly, I'd rather have turkey.
I would rather have
turkey. There's too much going on. It's not how you want it to be, where it's an entire bird inside of an entire bird instead of an entire bird. It's like the duck is normally like a duck with rice inside of like breast of chicken.
So it's not just a slurry of meat?
No.
There has to be some sort of stuffing separating.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's
stuffing's awesome. Yeah.
It's like shredded duck with rice, and then it's a breast of chicken that's inside of, and that just the breast of chicken is inside the turkey. And that normally has some sort of actual stuffing around it as well. So it's not like, it's not how you want it to be, where there's an entire bird inside of an entire bird.
Feathers
on Madden's Thanksgiving special, John Madden would always have a turducken, and they would assemble it together inside, you know, after it's been cooked. So you would see the full bird inside of a bird inside of a bird. And he gives out the legs to the best players of the game. So there's six legs to give out. Yes.
At the Thanksgiving game?
Yes, at the Thanksgiving game.
So there's a prize involved for the players. Yes. That's awesome.
John Madden would give you a leg. Bird. Wow. Dude, how awesome would that be? I would love to get a fucking leg from John Madden.
Probably a while. Probably been around a while. I mean,
83.
I heard about it like last year, I think, for the first time.
I had it like four or five years ago.
Turducken, as it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Duck inside a chicken inside a turkey.
No, it's other chicken inside of a duck inside.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think when I added it was maybe a chick duck turk or something then.
chick duck turk.
Chick duck turk. Because I know that the duck was the smallest. It was all the way inside.
Doug should be number two normally.
Keith only eats baby ducks.
I have some...
Yeah, man, they're good.
I've got internet facts.
I'm looking at these pictures of this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Roasts of nested birds or other animals have been documented for centuries. The Yorkshire Christmas pie, an English dish served in the 18th century, consists of five different birds, either layered or nested and baked in a standing crust. I'm trying to see where the actual turducken.
That turducken's got bacon in it.
What?
They don't have to. Some can. You can do all sorts of things.
You shouldn't be mixing meats that much.
Wait a minute, Cloud. Let's not say things you won't eat.
Okay? No.
I mean, I think one
I'll
of the.
I'll eat it.
Of course you will. I think one of the best things about Thanksgiving is the food combination.
Yeah,
gluttony and it's fine.
There's so many meats. There's always so many meats.
Sweet potatoes.
Well, yeah, and even that is like the whole idea is that you just put a whole bunch of shit on a plate, and then when it gets to the plate, you have so much on it, it's all bleeding onto one another sense. Oh, yeah. So it's like whatever. This is a bite of sweet potatoes, chicken, turkey, cranberry, and like gravy. and it's still awesome.
Yeah. See, that's key.
It's so amazing.
It's just gravy on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Stuffing. Like, I don't like turkey. Like, I like turkey, but...
It's too dry sometimes.
It's too dry, so I just...
You're not making it right. Whoever's making it right.
No, it's good. It's just... No, it's good. It's just I personally...
The white meat's usually the dry.
Well, if it's made well, it won't be dry.
Uh-oh. That's the Mom, don't listen to this.
Right here, dude.
Ever, which you always
you need to have Keith's turkey.
Last year, I made the most ridiculously good turkey.
It was the best turkey I ever tasted.
I always brine the turkey the night before, so it's you give it a salt bath, and it absorbs anything else, and then you take it out. You have to pat it dry. Then I normally put butter under the skin and above the skin.
So that
the skin itself, so that the butter sort of will bleed, that's under the skin, goes into the turkey, but it also helps the skin itself to become very crisp because you're sort of frying it on both sides. You also need to put like a plate, sort of a breastplate on top of the made of tinfoil on the white meat. So it cooks faster.
Okay.
So it cooks at the same speed as the dark meat so that you don't have really... What happens often is that the dark meat is on the outside, so it cooks a little faster.
That's true. I do like dark, yeah.
And you also, that's why they tell you to always like to tuck everything in, so because you want to have it to be one big old ball of meat so that you can even out the cooking as best as possible. Then the next mistake everyone makes is you lose a lot when you're cutting. You need to let it sit for about half an hour before you do anything. Then you actually cut the breast off. Take the breast, like cut down the center bones, and then you cut across, like horizontal, down, and you pick up the whole breast piece out of the turkey, and then you cut it so they're in smaller medallions, because that goes better with the grain of the meat, so it breaks apart much more tenderly. And also, when you remove it as a piece, then you're not jabbing into the rest of the turkey you're not eating yet, so you're not losing the moisture there.
Oh, God,
so that keeps...
I'm going to listen to this podcast forever.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to this segment.
I absolutely have to get to this dish I just read on the Turducken Wikipedia. Okay, so there's this YouTube channel called Epic Meal Time, which our buddies D7 and Ron have kept telling me about this YouTube channel, and to this day I keep forgetting to ever check it out.
It's unbelievable.
They make epic meals, and you have to hear their version of a turducken. They call it the Turbacon Epic.
Oh,
it is, and prepare yourselves, a roasted pig wrapped in bacon, basted in a mixture of butter and Dr. Pepper, which is stuffed with bacon stuffing and a bacon-wrapped turkey, stuffed with a duck, chicken, Cornish game hen, quail, the bacon stuffing, and more bacon, all held together with quote-unquote meat glue, a mixture of ground bacon, veal, and pork sausage, and was garnished by Wendy's Baconators.
The one I saw them do was like fast food Chinese food.
So they just made all these fast food items, but with fast food. So they'd make like stir fried McNuggets or something like that.
I've heard of people using White Castle sliders. You dice them up, and they make a pretty decent stuffing.
I've heard of that too.
I need to do that every year, and I don't.
Because you just get it, and you just get it as the onions, beef, and bread, not with any other condiments or anything on it. You dice it up, and then you add in, you know, chicken broth, everything else that you would normally want, celery and stuff like that. But it makes a really good base because that really cheap meat helps with the consistency or something. I guess it's really good. I hear it's good.
Wow.
Got to give it to
something. Let's do it.
Yeah, we know a guy that makes Tapelli made it. He's big into the White Castle stuffing.
Right.
And you even can get, White Castle will put out coupons for Thanksgiving specifically. You get like a sack of 10 sliders.
Huh.
And that is what you make your stuffing with. Yeah, it's the plain ones.
White Castle hamburgers, no pickles. Celery, thyme, sage, black pepper, and chicken broth, and that's it.
Yeah, I hear it's just so delicious.
In a large mixing bowl, tear the burgers into pieces.
Yeah! but then you baste them, you know? Yeah. Like,
I just love that they tell you to tear it
with your hand.
Don't cut it.
Yeah, don't you dare touch a blade to those precious burgers. You use your hands.
Actually,
I've heard this before. You're actually supposed to use your teeth.
What?
Wait, what?
To rip the sliders apart, you have to use your teeth.
To eat it?
Oh, that makes sense.
That's like the, when they started doing it as like a tradition, that was like part of it. You had to rip it off with your teeth.
Well, you're so easy to tear, though.
Well, that I'm, part, I know.
Yeah, I'm totally bullshit.
I'm sure you weren't telling the truth. It's tradition.
Yeah, you know, you take a bite of the slider, spit it in your big mixing bowl, and then put it in the oven.
And then return to your cave.
And then put your child back in.
All right, does anybody not do the Thanksgiving at home? Does anybody go out to a restaurant for Thanksgiving?
I've done it once.
You used to.
I also once.
We used to do that all the time. We went to the Grand Ole Opry, the hotel.
Oh, I hate it!
I went to Water Tower.
The Big Opryland Hotel has about 8 or 9 restaurants in it, and they're all really fancy, and about 5 of them do Thanksgiving Day brunch buffets.
Yeah.
And since my family was just us 3 boys and mom and dad, we didn't have any cousins, any aunts or uncles, any grandparents that were anywhere near for Thanksgiving. And in the South, family is such a huge thing. Like, people have 30 people over, and every single house is just ridiculously full of people.
Seems like a lot of pressure.
So just to avoid it all, we just went and got really fancy food and then walked around and gotten the Christmas spirit in the Grand Ole Opry Hotel.
That sounds wonderful.
It was very nice. There's a little boat in one of the wings. There's a little boat that will take you around the hotel.
That's
it's such a big hotel. It's got a boat in it.
Yes. The big in Las Vegas has like little gondolas.
Yeah,
my friend is one of the singers that works there.
No way! Yeah.
What an interesting occupation.
He's the guy, actually, if you guys remember, he sang at my wedding.
Oh!
Really?
Oh. Sweet.
That is so cool.
That'd be such a fun job.
Yeah.
Hang out in Las Vegas hotel and sing.
Yeah, nope. Carrot Top's got it made, man. Oh, except he doesn't sing. I didn't hear the last part of that sentence. Oh,
man. Tinge, you gotta hate on Carrot Top, man.
I'm not... Dude, I saw Carrot Top in Las Vegas.
I feel bad when people hate on him.
Don't
Did you
bad
lose
for
a
him.
Bet? Like, what happened?
I saw a documentary.
Uh-huh.
There was a documentary about heckling. And they talk to all these comedians, and it's like people you always like make fun of, like it's like that shitty actor, that shitty comedian, and like Jamie Kennedy made the movie, and like Carrot Top's in there, and you could tell he's like so like it just kills him. He knows how like hated he, you know, and like that's probably why he's so fucking huge now. Is like he's
yeah, he could kick my ass.
He could tear you in half like you're fucking White Castle burger, man.
Yeah.
I heard he's like,
with his teeth.
A friend of mine went to Vegas, and he actually apparently was trying to buy cocaine, and
what?
That Carrot Top was like the guy to go to.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
Carrot Top is the top coke dealer.
Well, no, I guess he just
knew
like,
a guy who knew a guy. Right?
Yeah, he knew a guy who knew.
I'm sure he wasn't the cocaine kingpin of Nevada.
Carrot Top's got better things to do.
Yeah, but like I guess he was like, yeah, man, we were gonna meet up with him, and then we saw him at the. He was like, all right, let me go in. I go to the fast. There's like he was in a fast food joint, and his friend was just gonna go in get it. And leave. He's like, you don't want to meet Carrot Top under these pretenses. He's kind of crazy. So Carrot Top comes out and like starts talking to him, and I guess he's just wired, just like crazy. And he threatened them in a way that was like, if you don't hang out with me, then we'll probably have problems right now. And so they had to hang out with Carrot Top, and they were just completely frightened the entire time.
What an awesome.
What did they
do?
Did they like? Do they like play basketball?
No. They went to. They didn't go to Carrot Top. They went to the guy they met up with who introduced them to Carrot Top. They went to his apartment, his shitty apartment, where they pretty much just hung out all night.
They just hung out with Carrot Top on some dude's beanbag chair.
Or else.
Yeah, or else.
Like biggest vacation with cocaine. Wow.
Yeah, just like watch Adult Swim with Carrot Top on a beanbag.
What other celebrity would you not want to hang out with for a night?
Right. Poked out? Probably all of them. Like, I can't imagine anyone would like be really cool, just coked out of their mind.
I take Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What? You're just wanting to segue that to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, I did not. That was not.
Yeah, it couldn't have been plainer, Laura.
No, I honestly
question
think.
Was, who wouldn't you want to hang out with? And your answer was, I would hang out with. And you made the question.
Yeah, and you directly 180'd your own question.
Lauren, what did you think about Premium Rush?
I didn't see it.
Great.
Oh!
It just got great.
It's not out. Is it out yet?
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Lies. I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, God.
Did you see Hesha?
It was crazy.
God damn it.
Asher, I don't know what it's called.
That was nuts.
It was great. Whatever.
Whatever.
I gotta look it up. That's
this
my job.
Movie, I assume.
It's a Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie. It's like an independent film where he plays like a rock dude, like a long-haired stoner dude. Right?
Yeah. Oh, speaking
of like movies, you guys usually start like started this rule against my parents' will, but watching like a holiday, like you bring in the Christmas spirit of the holiday spirit. Do you like watch like a Christmas movie?
We watch a Thanksgiving movie. We watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles every year. Every year, that's the movie. John
really?
Candy,
watch
Steve
football.
Martin,
Thanksgiving game.
Football,
yeah. We watch football all day.
Like,
I feel like Home Alone.
But that's the movie
we
watch.
I'm trying to think what they usually play on Thanksgiving.
They usually play Christmas.
My family watches
Star Trek: First Contact.
First Contact.
Well, they already are playing.
My
Christmas
dad really likes First Contact,
so I
know there are two or three Thanksgivings that we watch Star Trek: First Contact.
That's not a wow.
It's a great movie.
That's
so
a good one.
No worries.
My Thanksgiving film would always be whatever Mort Rosengarten was choosing on his Lazy Boy. We usually went to Mort and Louise Rosengarten's Thanksgiving party.
It sounds like you should say Mort and Louise.
Mort and Louise Rosengarten.
And eventually Mort would tire of the guests and go downstairs to his Lazy Boy and watch watch whatever movie he wanted. And so as a child, I would just gravitate towards Mort.
Who was trying to escape you?
Yeah. He was in his chair and he was watching television. It didn't matter what I did after
Hey,
that.
Brian, what's going on? Well, Dr. No is on, so...
Oh, cool!
That's true. Thanksgiving is one of the, like, 8 weekends that Spike has a 007 marathon on.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Is dancing.
That's a great time.
Yeah. I mean, that's what would happen.
Because don't they have... They have, like, one at Thanksgiving, and then they have another one at Christmas.
3 weeks later, they have two weeks of James Bond.
That's, like, one of the most fun parts about, like, any of the major holidays is seeing what different marathons channels are playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sweet when it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Sometimes on Thanksgiving, there's a private thing that I do. It's like go find.
Cloud shares a private thing.
I'll go find the Mr. Bean sketch where he gets a turkey stuck on his head.
Christmas episode? That's wonderful.
Yeah,
and the movie when they recycled that bit?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, in the movie Bean, which is a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Peter Nichols is best. Or is it McNichols? I don't fucking know. It's McNichols.
Did you guys ever see
Damn it!
The Friends episode where Joey got the turkey stuck on his head?
Oh, am I right?
I can't stop watching that.
And then Phoebe sang a song about it, but then it was also about killing birds.
And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt discovered a bunch of bones with Ross, who was ostensibly a paleontologist, though I never saw any signs.
Ross
is
your
main
problem.
Your
main problem with Friends is because of the paleontology aspect.
Isn't that what he was?
Yes, he was. Professor.
Did he ever? No, yes, he did.
There was episodes.
Museum.
Yeah, he worked in a museum sometimes, and sometimes he taught. He was
a
professor.
That's
why
Ross and Rachel had
Wait,
sex
really?
In the museum.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Yeah, they had like...
Spoiler
season.
Alert.
A bunch of
spoiler. Hello.
I love that season. Season 8.
6.
No. Is Friends like... Do you guys grow up with Friends? Because I get made by so many of my girlfriends. They're like, how did you not know Friends?
I've never watched Friends.
Right?
I've seen episodes because it was on.
My
like,
dude,
ever.
Like
I was very anti-Friends, and then like it was on a lot, and so then I got sucked into Friends.
Well, me and my mom always watched TV together.
Yeah,
so that
I
was
like
Friends. That's the middle ground. I was like, I want to watch something funny, and she's like, well, I want to watch like you know Chicago Hope or ER.
It's like the lesser of
if it's like something a middle ground.
It's like the lesser of Seinfeld.
There's something for everybody.
It's like I can watch it, but I'm not gonna go out.
Something for everybody. But not a lot of what you want.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's so many people, that, a lot of ladies I know, they know like all the lines, every episode, every season.
Yep.
I'm like, it's good, but it's not like crazy good.
It's not cray cray.
It's not.
You got
like,
huge ratings.
Made out with the show.
Well, people wanted Friends back then.
Yeah. It's what America needed.
Do you guys remember the Friends Thanksgiving episode?
No.
That was Brad Pitt.
They play football.
Lord, just said
15.
They play football?
Yeah, they play football, and then shit gets a little physical.
Shit gets real.
Yeah. It's not really as fun if nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Wait, but and there's one with Brad Pitt. That's the famous Friends episode where Brad Pitt comes on when he's still married to Jennifer Aniston. And
that's my third favorite, right?
That's my third favorite one. I stopped watching that.
After the monkey left, it fell apart.
Wait, there really was a monkey?
I know.
I like Keith's proposal that people just make sitcoms and name them after whatever the public most wants. Right. So, like, there's probably, like, a 1943 one called Peace in Europe.
Damn!
There's one now called Money. Yeah. There should be anyone.
Jobs. The sitcom. What a depressing sitcom.
Seinfeld's original name was Jewish Comedian Tells Jokes to Us.
That's awesome. Yeah. It sounds like, of course it would never last.
That sounds that like name. The Japanese title for the DVD.
No, we're do any of you guys also use Thanksgiving? Like, do you guys just like go nuts with desserts? I'm a big, I'll just go crazy on desserts.
Yeah, at least like two or three different kinds of desserts.
I never have room.
With the turkey I make, ain't no room for much else.
You wait 2 or 3 hours, you watch the game, and then by the time
then
it's dessert
time...
Then
I start picking at my turkey.
No, man.
Yeah.
I'm with you, too, Tim.
Yeah, like my mom has made something great, my aunt probably made something great. Like, there's 6 or 7 different things I want to try, so I'm like, all right, I got to have pumpkin pie, because it's Thanksgiving. My mom made a pumpkin cheesecake, so I got to try a slice of that.
Your mother is particularly good at baking. Not all of us had baking mothers.
Sure.
Can I come to your Thanksgiving? Good at baking. Ladies. Can I come to your Thanksgiving?
Okay, cool. Sure. I won't tell my family. You'll be a surprise.
Oh. My family,
you introduced me as your really, really good friend.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no.
But then after we leave, all my family's going to be like, oh, I wonder what's his story.
I wonder what's wrong with Castelvi's family.
Not if I'm always like holding your hand just for a bit.
Just for, can I like lightly brush it away?
Yes. only if I give you a look of, come on.
Just you tell just... them.
Oh, look. Well, I guess I'll wait in the car.
It's cold outside.
I guess I'll wait in the car.
I would do that kind of joke to my parents, but I think they already think I might be gay.
Oh, you guys are out of milk? Oh, don't worry. I'll walk to the Walgreens and get some milk.
I'll just go. I don't need a coat.
You wanna come with me, Tins? Tins, come with me.
Aren't you tired?
See, my parents wouldn't even notice because to this day,
so uncomfortable.
I still eat at the kids' table.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know if any of you did the kids' table, yeah. But me and my brothers and my cousins, we sit downstairs, and like my grandma and stuff, they can't, you know, she can't walk down the stairs easy. So my my uncles and my you know, my grandma and my parents, they sit upstairs around the table. And then all the cousins and everything, we go down in the basement, we watch football down there, and we, you know, we have our meal down there, and we come up, all the food's in the kitchen, so we get up there for that. We, you know, dessert and watch TV and everything together. But for the actual meal, I've always been at the kids' table every Thanksgiving.
Is this a separate room completely? Not even
it wasn't always.
Is it a smaller table? Or, like...
It's a not as nice table. We just take the. It's just the laundry table, but with a fancy tablecloth.
Do they expect you to sit at it and color while they're cooking?
No, we also have a kids' table, but there's usually a few adults that join us.
We just drink now.
Shit.
Now we just drink
I'm
a lot.
Sure, that's exactly what I would do. I don't have a kids' table. It's just I'm cooking in the kitchen up until the time we eat, and then I am the last one to sit down because I gotta carve that food right. You gotta serve that right.
Well, for me, like the kids' table is now adult. We're all adults.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, same here.
Like, yeah, I mean, and so like everyone's just like, yeah, I'll eat where the TV is. That's right. That's where it stays.
So you guys didn't really intermingle with your elders at dinner?
I did.
Well,
we
spoke Spanish.
Mort Rosengarten had everybody sitting together in some way, shape, or form so that you'd be exposed to the old folks.
Brian, real quick. How the hell did you know these people? Did you?
My cousins, Mort Rosengarten.
Okay, because you never gave a relationship.
Yeah. I was actually said a stranger.
We gotta go to Mort. We gotta go to Mort. We have to. Mort has the most regular Thanksgiving.
That's probably why he's avoiding you, because you weren't invited.
He might have something really cool on TV.
Like
Brian Francis.
He probably would be watching.
Look,
I mean, I don't know if you want to maybe see if we share some experiences.
I can't discount on this card, but I can invite you.
No, any older times?
Brian, we actually did.
I couldn't really relate.
Yeah,
we
relate at all.
Well, because we always had, like, the kids' table was, like, next to the adult table. And, like, even if we weren't sitting with... Because, like, the thing was they were all drinking at the adult's table and we couldn't. But, I mean, we've always... There's a lot of time where you're around. Like, we always do the hors d'oeuvres and everything together. And that's the time where you're talking to the elders. But for us, Thanksgiving was, like, the adults go get to talk about adult things away from the rest of the family. And that's where they get to talk about what kind of shit is really going on in life. And the rest of it is, you know, everyone kind of mixing and mingling and having a good time. But I mean, I'm sure they're having a good time there, but they're just talking about stuff they don't want to talk about around the kids because the kids are around for every other moment of Thanksgiving.
We used to have... we kind of stopped doing it in recent years, but after everyone's done with dinner and had time to digest and everything, we'll bring out board games, and that's more like the social time. And that's with, like, game time.
Yeah,
I do
that. Yeah, it's been, like, it's been catchphrase a lot. I feel like that's a game people can play in a big group. All you gotta, you don't have to ever stand up. You just pass the disc around.
25 words or less. Excellent game.
I can't really get into 25 words or less because of how much you can just game the system.
Tins, tell me about it.
Okay, all right.
25 words or less.
How is this played?
In
25 words or less, remember.
Tins to explain this to me in 25 words.
Go, Tins,
okay.
A game like Password in that... Teams bid on the number of words used.
That's pretty good.
You bet up to 25 or low as 1. Many fun.
Not too easy, is it?
So, like, if Tim and I are opposing teams, if we're in opposing teams, like, I could give a word to my team in 9
Although,
words.
Come to think of it,
like
it's a
words.
Card worth, it's a card of 5 words. But what I would always do when playing with my friends is we start at 25 words, and if it comes to me, I'm just like, I can get this all in 6 words.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the other team's like, fuck, well, fine, do it. I obviously can't do anything with it. But then I'm like, well, fuck, I got 6 words. To convey 5 different passwords to people.
I just always put myself in the head of the guesser of, like, free association. What would you immediately associate with it?
Well, Cloud, I've played I played catchphrase with you. There was a time catchphrase is
That's
the one
right.
where like you have to
people
yeah,
make fun of me.
Cloud,
for
no one can understand. There's no way in hell you're putting yourself in someone else's mind. There's no way to follow that.
No,
I can't.
Okay, I'm the queen of 24 words or less. But catchphrase, I've been made fun of since high school for my gibberish and craziness.
I remember there's only one I remember because we were playing. It was me, Keith, I believe. We were driving on a road trip, and Cloud's clue was, I'm going to talk to you on the
balcony.
The word was balcony.
The word was balcony.
Of course. Oh, I would have gotten it.
No, you would have.
No one would have gotten it. No one could have gotten it.
The voice is a giveaway. Plainly, like a damsel in distress.
Oh, yes,
or
of course.
Princess.
The balcony voice.
That's how you sound when
you're
on a balcony.
Bring
out
the
lawn
chair.
Like a Romeo Juliet
voice.
Keith,
it's so calm and she almost expected you to finish her sentence.
Keith, I have an impression for you. Guess who or what I am.
Right.
Keith Habersberger, I have your mail for you.
Are you a balcony?
I'm a mailman on a balcony.
Oh,
I see.
Goodness.
I thought it was about
well, and
I thought
sound a lot like balcony.
Because that it includes
so low.
Well, because that was where Cloud comes out with one of my favorite Cloud words, which is doot to do. Which I know I say now. I did not say that, but
which is welcome. Which is usually used
I don't
in
ever say doot to
it's,
do.
It's usually used in place of etc. Like, so we gotta go to the store today, and then I gotta drop this this Redbox DVD off, and then doot to do, and then we'll hang out later.
But I believe Cloud uses it in catchphrase. She's so she'll be like, oh, doot to do.
There's always a time for doot to do.
Yeah.
No, you know, like, you got your ketchup, doot to do.
It's a sentence enhancer.
Yeah.
But in catchphrase, like, it's a lot of pressure with that timer, mm-hmm. so, like, you don't know the words coming out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. You just go.
We just play a catchphrase during a podcast.
Yes.
I really want to
play. That'd be very exciting for our listeners.
They can play along with us.
Do podcast
games.
Having some good fun in the chat room today.
Gamecast.
What are they saying?
Yeah, I just want to show some highlights. We were talking, of course, about Paula Deen and Keith making having a cooking show with Paula Deen. I suggested that we should have a cooking show where they cook Paula Deen.
Oh, man.
And then a lot. Oh, I think it's Robert in the chat room.
Yeah, I think it's
Robert. Robert's there.
Robert Knox.
He's very upset with Tins.
Oh, yeah. I think Arkansas was the giveaway.
Yep.
Thank you, people on our chat room.
Yeah.
We did actually get from someone suggested we do a board game themed show one time.
Really?
That would be fun.
I think that's on our
list. It's possible. Yeah. We could do that. That wouldn't be too hard. Going back to that, we talked a long time ago about like a different food at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What I did always enjoy about the brunches that I would go to is they would have turkey, ham, and prime rib.
Mm. Oh,
and I really do wish my family would just do like a smaller turkey, and let me make a prime rib. The only problem is, I need two full-size ovens for that. We have, like, a full-size oven and one of those, like, smaller, like, short ovens.
Mm-hmm.
I can't roast food and that kind of thing. So I just don't have the oven space. You know?
Hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody here have the oven space, and can I rent your kitchen?
I don't know anyone that has two ovens.
Two full ovens is a Naperville.
Yeah, my parents have two ovens. You want to come over for Thanksgiving?
It's because Stelby's going to be there. I'll be there.
Only if I can get my parents to come. They won't be
and
fun.
Only if I can keep nudging you, like, why is he here?
Who is
this?
Are you guys two ovens stacked on top of each other?
Yeah, two full ovens.
My mom's got one in the basement and one upstairs.
Oh, sweet.
What does she cook in the basement oven? I've never heard of a basement oven.
Children.
Remember when we all chanted wolves when your parents left?
Yeah,
the
that was
bar
awesome.
I think they really enjoyed that.
I hope so.
I gathered that they really enjoyed that. They were very excited.
That was fun.
That was very fun.
Just another thing you get to see if you hang out and drink with us after our show.
Sunday night at 7.
Sometimes we'll do reprise numbers from the show. Sometimes we'll chant one of our members' names, last names when their parents leave.
That's right, that was awesome. Oh, God. Good. Has anyone, let me just say, has anyone had like a terrible Thanksgiving? Like it was like so dramatic and like, it was like the worst Thanksgiving. I'll go first. Just to loosen it.
Like, okay,
loosen
okay.
the mood. We don't have to say anything. It was dramatic, Nick. I had this one. One of my uncles is like a bucket raging alcoholic, right? Like, hardcore.
Cool, I imagine when you say hardcore, I imagine he has, like, a skateboard and knee pads.
Dude, this is the one. It was a point where one Thanksgiving he didn't even eat with us. He just hung out in, like, the shed and drank.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Why in the shed?
Who knows, man? He's sick.
Character.
No, yeah, I guess it's hard because you know you don't see him when he's in his shed.
Oh my god!
What would he be drinking?
I don't know.
Are there windows?
No, there was windows. It was a reasonable shed.
Well, he would just come over to hang out in the shed.
He would just come over to hang out in the shed. Yeah, for do something on Thanksgiving, like drink.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So did he ever ruin a Thanksgiving?
Well, that was pretty hard. it was a pretty big talk of the whole Thanksgiving. I remember this is on my mom's side.
Like, should we bring him turkey in the shed?
Yeah, but everyone's like, no, he's being a fucking dick.
If you want turkey, he can leave the shed.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was just like, oh, God, get me the fuck out of here. Wow. Oh, God, it was so funny.
Does he still do it?
I usually go on my dad's side.
Now. They tore down the shed. Did you give him turkey?
I didn't. No, dude.
But I mean, did they?
No, I think so. I think it was fed.
They just threw it in.
Now leave!
They just tossed it in.
Go away!
They just threw the bagel and then just closed
probably
the door.
Probably through the windows.
Yeah. Oh, man.
A reasonable shot.
And, but then there's this one I had. We had at this. This wasn't so bad. It was at like a restaurant. It was the first time we'd ever did Thanksgiving at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of bummed. And I have my cousin Will next to me. He's younger than me, and he eats on Thanksgiving. Like, there's this big spread, and he brings back. He's sitting next to me and my father, and then he brings back just a salad afterwards. Fine, who cares? But my dad, for the rest of the Thanksgiving, kept commenting to Will about, "Whoa, why are you Thanksgiving? You eat a salad? We got turkey, we got all these food, and you're just going to eat a salad the whole time." He's furious. Oh, man.
Badgering the boy.
Just badgering the boy. He was about like 14, maybe.
Oh, my God.
He was in bad good. He was just, he just didn't get it. He was just so confused by it. But other than that, I think now what's happening is like people our age are having like friend Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
I was going to say, part of me feels bad that I don't get to spend Thanksgiving with you guys.
Well, yeah. There was a tradition, I don't remember if we talked about this last year, but we actually had a tradition at ISU that we picked up from my friends at Loyola that is a Thanksgiving just for friends, and it's called Togetherness Day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Togetherness
Day. Togetherness Day, I'm not sure if ISU does it. It wouldn't surprise me if they still did it.
Sure I think they did it last year.
But yeah, it's we would just, in college, for the last 2 years I went to school, we would all get together the Thursday a week before Thanksgiving. I believe it was the Thursday before.
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so, the week off.
Yeah. So, we would all, or the Thursday before we were off for Thanksgiving, and like we would make a turkey. I think we made a turkey and a meatloaf 1 year. And then everybody brought like a side dish or like a bottle of wine or something, and we would have a big meal with all of our friends before we went home. And it seems like I think everyone at ISU thinks it's an ISU thing, but I actually got it from my friends.
Oh, really?
Tom Malloy and Andy Schlosser and
whoever Patrick is in the chat room. He likes that thing.
He loved
Togetherness Day.
Who is Patrick?
I don't know.
I don't
care.
It's just Patrick. I care. I just don't know.
But yeah, right. Togetherness Day. If you want to celebrate Togetherness Day, it's a great thing to do with friends. You have a great meal, and you just do it a week before Thanksgiving. Togetherness Day.
I don't know, I don't have time a week before Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm going to be in Seattle. But maybe the Friday or Saturday after Thanksgiving, you guys want to try to have some sort of like wonky meal where we still have like a really big feast but with all the wrong food? No, because Thanksgiving's already happened. We already had Thanksgiving.
So you're talking about like on Black Friday?
Yeah, you're talking about Black
either
Friday.
Either Black Friday or
let's do that Saturday.
Gray Saturday.
Let's do Gray Saturday.
Only just make like a huge food. Prime rib and then just like barbecue.
I love this idea.
Just a big old barbecue feast.
I'll make some pasta.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'll make macaroni.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
I'll watch Epic Mealtime and get
I'll bring
ideas.
Like Italian sausage or something. That'd be great.
Do like gnarlin style.
I'll do too. Like like a gnarlin chicken garnished with Pop Tarts.
Oh, make
fried bologna.
Nick and I can make peanut butter.
We can make peanut butter.
No, you can't.
Oh,
no.
It's on. We're making peanut butter.
You know what, you guys? Even if you made peanut butter amazingly, we would all be kind of irritated if we had all made nice dishes and you showed up with, I assume, like a big metal bowl full of peanut butter.
Since the last time Mark and I made peanut butter, it took us about 2 hours, so don't think for a second it's a five-minute ordeal.
I'm not suggesting you don't put love into it. I'm still suggesting it's probably awful peanut butter.
I saw it as like a plate.
We're
going to
make fucking great.
Mark, you and I, my place. We'll get the ingredients. We're making peanut butter.
No, you do it upstairs.
It's
I need that kitchen to make.
Mark, it's been about 10 years.
Do it at Mark's place.
Surely you guys can actually look up how to do it, though.
It's just peanuts.
It has not been 10 years since you made peanut butter. I was there, and it was awful.
Feels
just,
like 10 years.
You just roast peanuts.
I wish it was
you
10 years.
You gotta have molasses and sugar and water and a sponge.
But you can buy them roasted. You don't have to roast them.
Well, you can also buy a turkey done, but who's going to do that?
Yeah, thank you.
How did you make your peanut butter again with Pula and Mark?
With love.
A lot of love. And some milk and syrup.
Ugh. Ingredients. Maybe. 1.5 cup unsalted roasted peanuts.
Didn't do
one
that.
Tablespoon peanut oil. Oops. I got this from a kid's homemade peanut butter recipe.
Yeah.
Please tell me it's kids with a Z.
No, it's kids.
We had a homemade peanut butter recipe. It was the back of the Jif jar.
And oh, you mean where it said peanuts and butter?
and like riboflavin and molasses.
And more things you didn't have.
And we found them in other ingredients.
Yeah, we just looked at other things in the kitchen that had those same ingredients and then added them.
Then you put syrup on them?
Yeah.
Molasses.
My favorite part about this story is that their ingredients list was on the jar of peanut butter they already had.
Yes.
Empty.
Okay. Oh, was that?
Oh, so that was empty. That was the emergency.
We wanted to get Jif'd, and there was...
Dude, there's nothing better than pure Jif, all right?
So this Jif jar had a recipe for peanut butter.
No. We're reading the ingredients. Just ready. Yeah, it's 2% low-fat skim milk or whatever is in Jif, you know? We just found that in my pantry. My parents are upset,
by the way.
Yeah,
we had too much milk. We had to sponge it out before we sponge it out.
Whatever your motives, the outcome was terrible.
What did you explain what getting Jif'd is?
We went through a phase.
I suck with that phase.
Yeah, it's like...
It's called breakfast.
Where, you know, instead of, like, drugs or alcohol, we'd just get Jif'd, where we just spoon Jif peanut butter from the jar.
Into each other's mouth.
Like how much peanut butter are we talking here?
Like... You know, everyone just have like a couple spoons.
Everyone? How many people are just getting Jif'd?
You weren't invited.
Four or five.
This cult.
Four or five people just eating
getting Jif'd out of the
mind. I assume silently.
we'd have it. Like sometimes you could like, you know, pretzel Jif. If you wanted it laced, but like for the most part
laced.
Yes, they refer to it as laced if there's chunks of other things, or it's chunky peanut.
And yeah, the most time we were just freebasing Jif.
It's healthy. 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter is 6 grams of protein.
Now I'm assuming the peanut butter never it only ever went from the jar to your mouths, right? There's never any in between step.
No, I mean I guess it was on a spoon.
So you weren't licking it out like a deer.
That was a good visual, Tim.
Yeah, Tim's just won the podcast.
Won already. I'm coming back. You'll see.
You got like 7 or 8 minutes.
Oh, fuck it, never mind.
But we do. It was just like, you know, that's what we would do. We didn't really have drugs or alcohol. We had peanut butter.
And I that's probably been the happiest moment.
Wasn't
of my
this in
life.
College?
It was high school and college.
We kept it up in college because it's money.
Couldn't find any alcohol, really.
Well, no, then we just tacked it on to the alcohol and drugs we were already using. All right,
fire. Yeah, you know, like vanilla extract and
and
powdered
scope.
Sugar.
I've gotten Jif'd.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It is.
Boom.
Dude, I don't know if I've gotten Jif'd. I've perhaps gotten Peter Pan'd. Or...
Oh.
Skippied? You never want to get Skippied.
Dude, Peter Pan is a shit.
Really?
Peter Pan is awesome peanut butter.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
What makes it better
than... Have you ever had peanut butter on matzo?
Nick, you have something to say as you raise your arms and wave them wildly.
You guys... All right, maybe I've talked about this before. If not, go to your local grocery place and buy this.
What?
Reese's peanut butter cup Jif peanut butter.
I've seen that.
Does it have chocolate in it?
Yes, it's just like, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cup. It's just
it's
this entire jar of like eating a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh. I think it's unhealthy.
Who cares?
I think it's unhealthy.
But moms like them choose that.
Yeah, choosy moms choose Reese's peanut butter cup Jif.
I may have to try this.
Maybe I'll do better.
The other thing,
so you can just have a sandwich of Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, you just spoon it. I have that for breakfast every morning. I have peanut butter.
They call that black tar Jif because it's got the chocolate in it.
Not even
are you guys as muffins?
Are you guys as in love with Nutella as I am? Because it is
I've never had it, but I'm very curious. Is it good?
Oh my god. It's amazing.
It's a hangover cure, isn't it?
I also just found a Reese cup.
Is it right there?
Yeah.
That was mine. Give me my candy back.
I told Tins it was his earlier.
No, it's mine. I took it from the kid I babysit.
Oh, that Reese's was early.
Was it a gift or did he give it to you?
Halloween candy.
Stole it.
He's like, you can have something. And I'm like, can I have Reese's? He's like, yeah.
Reese's.
So I took it.
Reese's are always the crown jewel of the Halloween candy bag, are they not?
They are.
Yeah, not your allergic.
Kit Kat, man.
Who's allergic to
Did anyone...
People are allergic to peanut butter.
Wait, so Keith.
Lots of people.
Keith, this kid you babysit, he was able to let his Halloween candy last almost to Thanksgiving?
No, I'm talking, this was like the other day. Like last week, last Monday or last Tuesday.
Yeah, but I mean, is he running scared? Because I know some people who would like have their Halloween candy to Thanksgiving.
Oh, I don't know. He's got plenty. He's got a whole bunch.
If you ration,
he was Abraham Lincoln, and he knows the whole Gettysburg Address.
Oh wow, he must have.
Game over. Holy shit! Did you
bring the pillowcase out?
I don't know what he had,
but... Film him doing that dressed like Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do his parents want thousands of dollars in YouTube revenue?
Yeah,
internet money. Let's do that.
He's not that young.
Internet money. It's like still really cute to see a kid with a fake beard doing the whole Gettysburg
Address.
Especially
if he gets assassinated.
Now we're talking, though.
That's pretty funny.
Man.
Six Semper Tyrannus.
Boom.
If some duo...
Dude, I want that fucking sketch written now, and it is done, I guess.
I'm saying I'm putting it right now out there on the internet for the entire world. If a two-kid duo wants to go trick-or-treating as Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth and read the Gettysburg Address and get assassinated, I'll give you $20.
$20?
I'll give him $20.
Wow.
It's
Can't
out
wait
there
till
now.
Your doorbell rings repeatedly next year.
$20, you can get a
All our kid listeners, you guys stop listening right now.
For all the kids under
Talk
10,
to you, Robert
they're there.
Bucks.
I don't know if I'd spend $20 on
Take that, Robert. Lesson.
That's probably just because we have such readily available tips. Exactly.
This is true.
So have you guys ever not had like a big family Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving?
No.
You had to do something a little bit unconventional, maybe see a movie. What was that, Lauren?
I said maybe play some
bowling.
Bowling.
Maybe bowling.
Laser
maybe
tag?
Movies.
Yeah.
Definitely movies, a lot of good films.
Maybe some golf? Huh?
Oh, I love golf.
Golf is cool.
Oh, golf is, yeah.
What kind of movies you
golf.
Say?
We're going there.
Happy Gilmore. Jay Shack.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jens, what's up, man?
It's time for Cloud's golf tips.
Gobble.
Make yourself a peanut butter gun. Fill it up with some homemade peanut butter. Then, right as your opponent's ball is about to go in the hole, shoot at that hole. Ain't no hole no more.
This has been
Cloud's Golf Tips.
Gobble.
Like a, got like a peanut butter
Checkmate.
Gun?
Checkmate.
I thought it was made
butter.
Of peanut butter.
No, it's like a
that
real gun that shoots peanut butter.
Oh, so yeah, it would fill
it's
it up.
Shot.
It fills
solid.
Up the hole.
Yeah.
But it's not against the rules. You're just like, oh.
Yeah, it's not that the rule book says you can't do that.
That's
you find me the page. Find me the page.
I just opened up golf.
What does it say about pistols that literally shoot peanut butter using a combination of air and gunpowder?
Fair play.
Great.
All right. Yeah. Sweet. See you there.
All right, folks. I'm looking at the time. We're just about wrapping up the podcast. But
thank
again,
you.
If you are listening live through Octavarius.com,
RJ,
thank you so much. And if you are listening live, our Thanksgiving spectacular show is this Sunday. This Sunday, 7 p.m. Comedy Sports. That's 929
West
Belmont in sunny Chicago,
Illinois. I hope that becomes a thing.
That's great.
And as always, follow us on Facebook. We are just Octavarius. Follow us on Twitter at Octavarius. And follow us at Comedy Sports every Sunday at 7 p.m.
And then follow us home to 720.
No! No!
that's all right.
I think it's funnier if it's not.
All right, folks, that is going to do it for us. Until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week.
Wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness. We almost forgot.
Oh, how could it? You know what it is. Makula, you weren't here last week, so I got thrown for a loop.
I was here last week.
He was here.
2 weeks ago. Oh, 2 weeks ago. I apologize.
You threw him for a loop, dude.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Holy moly. Almost...
Oh, I am so sorry, everybody.
It's all right. These things happen.
How could I dare try and end the podcast without...
We will do something for the ladies.
I guess it's time
for Bewo does something for the ladies.
Gobble, gobble.
You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for you gorgeous guys. How much you support me. It's wonderful. I want you to know that I will listen to you definitely for the rest of today.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. This has been B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
Except that my brain's so dumb, my brain need wisdom. Quick, go!
It is time for Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom.
The best part of waking up is...
This is Nick
Makula's seven words of wisdom. You know what, Makula? I was almost, for the sake of the joke, I was almost going to skip that segment. And what do I get?
You made Tins look like an idiot.
If I had one more word, it would have been made. It would not have made sense.
No.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for us. Now, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's coming back, that's all it's been the whole time.
It's just
I'm a